the cabinet has taken a decision in relation to extending the application, the requirements of the Hotel AIDS Act, and to relax the requirements in relation to accommodate smaller units. Remember, I raised that on the last occasion and said that I'd seen a paper from the Ministry of Finance, which I had requested. I wasn't at cabinet last week, and cabinet took the decision. So when that decision is, when the minutes come for the adoption, thereafter, we will begin to publicize the arrangements. But I want to say to people that we are being very flexible, and people will be able to add on rooms and get the concessions to accommodate for the students of the medical school, for students who are coming in from Ecuador, and visitors, generally speaking. If you're going to add on two or three rooms to your house, if you're going to buy the lumber and the galvanized, you're not going to get back the duty-free concession on those here, because people would have, the duty would have already been paid on the lumber. But you may, people will no doubt go out to buy their tiles. They'll get their windows or doors if they wish, though that we have a good man here with McDowell glass. The equipment, your TVs, your fridges, your deep freezers, your washing machines and the like, which you'll put in the apartment or apartments, your furnishings and fixtures. You go away and you pack a container and you bring them in duty-free. So it may not be every single thing practically you'll get the concessions on, because if you buy some things locally where the duty is already paid, you're not going to get it back.